Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trump. Absolutely not. Every media source is biased in one way or another.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:45 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Amazon is hiring across the U.S. today. 50,000 jobs up for grabs.
Two.
Primary election day for some Wichita voters.
One.
Two arrested, 284 machines seized, and Wichita gambling crackdown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we've got an accident, so watch out this morning. This accident is at southbound I-135, 37th Street North. So we've got an accident there, southbound I-135, 37th North. Watch out for a slowdown. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Every Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, home of the 3495 oil change.
It's sunny today with a high of 90 degrees, mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 67. Thursday, a 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 88 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees, and we've got a north wind at just 3 miles per hour. The Tilly hat available at Hatman Jack's. This hat's famous for its amazing sun protection, and it's recommended by more doctors than any other hat. It comes with a lifetime warranty and is machine washable, and best of all, it looks great on everyone. Stop in at Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, at the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Hey, would you like to win $1,000?
Well, who doesn't?
Well, it's kind of a rhetorical question. We do it four times a day with our Hot Temps Cool Cash Contest.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is listen and text us a special code word we give out on KNSS at 7, 11, 2, and 5.
Every weekday.
Yeah. So the next one's coming up here in just a couple of hours, 11 o'clock this morning with Rush Limbaugh. Keep listening to KNSS each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 5 for your chance to win $1,000.
How about that?
Hey, Ted, lobster lovers rejoice.
Lobster lovers. Why? Is it Lobster Week at Red Lobster?
Nope. Oh. It's the 70th annual Maine Lobster Festival gets underway today.
I'll bet that's fun.
Yeah.
I'll bet that's a blast.
Saw a little piece on one of the networks over the weekend about lobster and Maine, and my wife was just going crazy because she would love to go to Maine and try some fresh Maine lobster.
Never been to Maine.
Apparently, you can get it fairly cheaply there. Where here in the Midwest, it can cost a little bit. Festival goers are expected to put away some 20,000 pounds of lobster.
I'll bet.
In the event in Rockland, Maine, which runs through Sunday. It's a lot of lobster. Highlights include the coronation of the Maine Sea Goddess, a cod-carrying contest, and a parade down Main Street. Cod carry.
I'm surprised they do that in August. I'm surprised that's not a fall event.
Yeah. The real star of the festival will no doubt be the lobster dinner. Maine Lobster Festival has been cited as one of the best food festivals in the country. Subject of a 2004 essay in Gourmet magazine by Foster Wallace, who described the event as enormous, pungent, and extremely well-marketed.
I'll bet.
So, yeah. The Maine Lobster Fest.
Well marketed. Well, we're sitting here talking about it in the middle of Kansas.
Here we are in the middle of Kansas talking about it. An interesting story now from the Associated Press this morning about older workers.
Okay.
Older people are dying on the job at a higher rate than workers overall, even as the rate of workplace fatalities decreases. And these are federal statistics quoted by the Associated Press. Trend particularly alarming as baby boomers reject the traditional retirement age of 65 and keep working. So more of those of us who are baby boomers hanging around, which will increase the risk that somebody is going to pass away on the job. In 2015, about 35% of the fatal workplace accidents involved workers 55 and older. Now, Ken Scott's an epidemiologist with the Denver Public Health Department, says the physical changes associated with getting old could potentially make a workplace injury into a much more serious injury or a potentially fatal injury. There you go. Some of the things that changes include gradually worsening vision, hearing impairment, reduced response time, balance issues, and chronic medical or muscle or bone problems such as arthritis. I've only got, what, two out of five? I'm doing pretty good.
We all get old.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does. Stuff,
and, yeah. I mean.
And there you go. That's from the Associated Press this morning. Authorities say a Virginia girl's dog stopped her from being abducted. Prince William Police in Virginia say in a statement on Facebook, a 10-year-old girl was walking her dog when an unknown man grabbed her arm.
Oh, no.
Friday afternoon in Woodbridge, whereupon the dog bit the man.
Good.
Hey. Go get him, Rin Tin Tin.
Man's best friend.
And that caused the man to release the girl and run away. The girl was not hurt. That's a story with a happy ending because the pooch was there and the pooch knew what to do.
Good for that little doggy.
A doggy saving.
Helping out.
A popular boat-based food vendor has sunk in the Mississippi River in eastern Iowa.
Uh-oh.
The owner of Mimi's Burger Boat.
That sounds like a place I would go to.
Told the Quad City Times they were traveling back to the dock Sunday when they hit a barrier that ripped a hole in the front of the ship.
Oh, no.
Says emergency responders rescued her and her husband.
I love you, Rose.
A child helper of theirs and two dogs following a three-hour wait.
Oh, no.
She and her husband started the business about 3 years ago, and they've invested about $40,000 into it since then.
Oh.
But she says the boat is ruined now,
and
it's still in the river. The U.S. Coast Guard spokesman says the owners are responsible for removing it. So an unhappy ending there, Ted, to Mimi's Burger Boat in Clinton, Iowa.
Now see, they should do something like that at the River Festival here. Have a burger boat.
A burger boat.
You telling me Wichitans wouldn't love that?
Oh, they'd love a burger
Flocking
boat.
Flocking down to the riverbanks for a burger boat?
A burger boat.
That'd be awesome.
Sounds good to me. All right, coming up on 8:52 now, Steve and Ted.
I see, by the way, speaking of burgers, I see that Jack's North High Carryout now is completely boarded up.
Yep, it's been empty for a while.
Yeah, but now they've even boarded up the windows and the entire structure.
I drive by it every morning. I haven't even noticed. I haven't even looked over there.
Yeah.
I drive right past it.
That's not a good sign.
I can't give you a verification on that, but there you go. That's a place that's been around a long, long time.
I miss it.
I like their chili cheeseburgers, what I used to get there. Mm. All right, 8:52 now. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Dan, he's got some breaking news this morning about Spirit and Boeing. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Spirit reporting today during their second quarter financial report, that they have signed a new memorandum of understanding with Boeing, and it looks like there's providing some security over the next 5 years with this deal. It's been hanging over the heads of the Spirit leaders for a while, so we'll have more on that throughout the day at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Wichita Independent Business Association contributed $15,000 to the Wichita Area Technical College. The money is going to be used for scholarships to attend classes. The money will be disseminated through the WATC Wichita Promise program. It helps WATC provide training to more students in high-demand careers. Dold Foods going to get a 5-year tax exemption on its big plant expansion. Dold is planning a 156,000-square-foot food manufacturing plant at 29th and Ohio. The expansion is estimated to cost $50 million. The company told Wichita leaders they plan to invest $82 million over the next 5 years on new machinery and equipment. They say they plan to add 384 employees. And the movie market is down, and AMC Theaters of Kansas City says it'll cut costs in response. The world's largest theater operator says it expects to report a loss of between $174 million and $179 million for the second quarter. Part of the problem, a 4.4% decline in U.S. box office revenue. AMC didn't talk specifically about layoffs, but said the cuts could affect the Kansas City headquarters. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is National Coloring Book Day.
Wow.
I don't know if you were a big coloring book fan when you were a kid.
Some.
I don't remember that we could afford coloring books, so we just took pieces of paper that we found lying in the street and used them for our coloring books.
And used a kind of piece of charcoal that had been in a fire.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, have a complete box, except to start school in the fall,
right.
A complete box of beautiful crayons with the nice tips on, you know, after about a week and a half, those things are no skin on them left. You don't even know what color they are, right?
Yeah, that's right. You have to peel the paper back to get down there and sharpen them a little bit.
After about
then,
a,
you know, they break and you got a half a purple and
that's it.
Yeah, after about a week, you got a pack full of cigarette butt crayons. Yeah, they're all about an inch long. Like, oh, great.
That said, exactly. My wife, St. Chili, is a big coloring book fan. She has her colored pencils, and it's a way for her to relax, and it's therapeutic. How about that?
More and more adults are doing that these days.
I think that's true. Thank you, sir. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, KNSS News at 9. More on the big gambling raid in Wichita. That's on the way at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.